11.
For 30 years, your voice, your morning. John McKenzie's morning, only on 4CA 846.
Heard lots of talk about, Tuesday week, isn't it? That's the census night. And of course, there's a whole lot of people out there now saying, oh, I haven't got a computer, I'm not on the internet, I'm terrified of the internet anyway, so I'm going to go out and apply for a old-fashioned paper form. But apparently they're struggling a bit to get their hands on them. So I've got Carolyn Deans on the line, the Federal Census Director, to talk about this this issue. Caroline, good morning.
Good morning, John.
Are you a Carolyn or a Caroline?
I'm a Caroline, thanks for asking.
Caroline, let's go to the source of, well, this discussion that's now ensuing after the announcement that the census is on whatever it is, Tuesday week, if I remember. Is it Tuesday or Tuesday week? No, it's Tuesday now, isn't it?
It's next Tuesday, yes.
Exactly.
It's not that long.
Exactly. Now, talk to us about this. I'm hearing of concerns, particularly among older Australians who are not particularly tech savvy. They want to get their hands on the old-fashioned paper forms. Is that correct?
Yeah, look, there are a lot of people, not just older people, there are a lot of people who would prefer to do a paper version. And in previous censuses, for those who might remember, people have still been delivered a form and then they might choose to go online. This time we are expecting about two-thirds of the population to do it online. So the default option that most people receive is not to receive the paper form. And I say most people because in the area that you're broadcasting to, people who are living in Cairns or the surrounding suburbs, it's most likely that they will get a letter with only a code, an online code, and I'll talk about what they can do with that in a moment. People who are out a bit further beyond Cairns, you know, up into Port Douglas or up into the Tablelands, they will actually have a paper form delivered.
Really?
So they are in a different position. Mm. But for those who have only got a letter in the mail, and there are a lot of letters to be sent out, so they might not have got it yet. The census is on next Tuesday. I would expect they get it today, tomorrow, and if not, then maybe call up and find out about it. But don't be too worried if they haven't got it in their hands just yet. But for those who have got the letter in the mail, that letter has a code on it, and that code is used if they want to go online and do it on a computer or on their phone or a device. If they prefer paper, on that letter there are instructions on how to call up and request a paper form. Mm. The important thing is you need to wait for your letter because that's got your code to allow you to request your paper form. And the service to request a paper form is a 24-hour-a-day automated service. Mm. That has been a bit overloaded at times. I know just yesterday we increased the capacity on that. I haven't heard any reports this morning of problems with it, but I would just encourage people, if they've already got their letter, they want to request a paper form, they get on that service, maybe because it's 24 hours, maybe at a time that is a bit less peak, so not so much office hours, and they key in their code and a paper form will be dispatched to them by priority post from Australia Post, and they should have that over the next few days.
Now, Caroline, I'm very interested in what you've said about some areas don't get the paper form sent out automatically, other areas, more outlying areas, do. Why is that?
There's a couple of things that are contributing to that. One is related to the quality of the address information that we have access to in regional areas. So sometimes when we're to be able to deliver through the mail, you need to have an address that Australia Post can deliver to. And in some of the regional areas, that address quality just isn't there to be reliably using Australia Post. And in those areas, we've reverted back to the older model where we'll have census field officers walking around the streets or driving around the streets delivering the form.
Wow.
Another thing that contributes there is that in growing areas, so suburbs where there's been a lot of growth recently, residential growth, once again the addresses might not be up to update enough to be used to mail out to. And then the final thing that we've done is we're preempting that there will be some areas where people are less likely to be able to or want to do it online, and whether again that might be some regional areas where the internet connectivity is perhaps not as good. And so for those areas where we expect that the demand for paper will be higher, we've preempted that by sending them paper to start with. So we're trying to, what we didn't want to do was print out forms for the entire population and then only use a third of them. That's just a waste of money and a waste of paper. But so what we're making sure we're doing is offering online as the default option to those who are more likely to be able to use online, but making sure there's a solid backup paper form in place for those who prefer the paper form. So we're hoping that even though it sounds like it's a bit confusing, you might get paper or you might get a letter, we'll get it to you, and you just need to deal with what you get either in your letterbox or if you're out in the regions, you might have someone knock on your door and say, here's your census form.
Okay. Come back to the 24-hour number. Is there any question mark as to its reliability?
There was earlier in the week, the 24-hour paper form request number, we were having problems with it a little bit earlier in the week. I understand that some of those problems were that it was being overloaded by people who were trying to call, but they didn't have their letter yet, so they couldn't actually use that service. So we're getting a lot of volume going to that line that couldn't then be progressed through that line. So I think we doubled the capacity on that line yesterday. So as I said, I haven't heard anything this morning about any problems with it, but I'd encourage people, I've tested a couple of times myself, which I probably shouldn't do, but whenever I've tested it, I haven't had any problems with it. But I'd encourage people, maybe don't do it between 9 and 5, maybe think about doing it at, you know, I don't know, 7 o'clock in the morning, or if you're up late, whatever, that might be a better time to give that paper form request line a call. Now, we do have another service, and that one we have experienced overwhelming demand on. And that is the service where you call up if you actually want to talk to someone and you can't do it in that automated way. You're not just calling up to say, can I have a paper form and I've got my code. You're calling up because you've got a question that maybe you're going overseas or maybe you're not sure about something. You need extra forms for the people in your house because you've got a lot of people living there or something like that. That service we've had a really high level of demand on. As of today, we've extended its opening times. It was open 8 a.m. until 8 p.m.
Right.
It's now extended to a 10 p.m. cutoff, and that's a 7-day-a-week
service. What number's that?
That's at 1300-214-531.
Okay.
So what I would say for people who haven't yet got their census information, don't call up just yet. If you are in a position, let's say next Monday or Tuesday, and you haven't got your census information, then call that number.
Okay.
But don't worry about calling it just yet because we've still got another couple of days of mail delivery to happen. And for those who are having a form dropped off by their census field officer, that census field officer is probably going to be out and about on the weekend dropping a lot more. So I'd say don't really think about it until Monday. You'll then get your information for census. The other point I should make is that census night is next Tuesday, but there has been a lot in the media about people being worried about being fined, and unfortunately that's been reported in a way that has made people a bit scared, and I'm really sorry that's happened, because while there is provision for a fine, it doesn't happen very often at all. We had in the last census fewer than 100 people were fined across the entire country. So it's not that we get to census night and all of a sudden you start ticking over on accruing a fine, because you know people can't afford that. That would be very unfair. What we'll do is if you don't complete your form on census night and you forget over the next few days, a week or so later we'll remind you of it.
Sure.
If you still haven't done it, you know, a few days, a week or so after that, we'll remind you again in a gentle kind of way. People, if they haven't got their form, whether it's a paper version or that online code, ready to do it on Tuesday, don't worry too much about it. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, you're fine. You know, we really don't need people to worry and get themselves caught up, because I think what I've been hearing a lot of is that people know it's important to participate in the census, and then they start hearing this message that they're going to get a fine if they're not, if they don't do it on Tuesday, and right away you get this panic happening. Sure. And you know, that's just not the case at all. So I hope everyone just sort of is calm about that and feels comfortable waiting until they either have the form delivered through the mail or through our field officer over the next few days, and if not, you know, into the next week. Just fill in your census when you've got the information ready to go.
Caroline, this has been very helpful. Thank you for this. If there's still a bit of confusion abroad up here, I'll get back to you early next week. But thanks for this today.
Yeah, please do. Really happy to answer any questions that you have, because we really do want everyone to be able to participate, and they know how important it is that they do. So I'm really thankful that you've asked me to come on to clear those issues up for you today.
Caroline Deans, Queensland 2016 Federal Census Director. We're going to the national news. Back to talk.